roundtable discussion brought together political party representatives, civil society organizations, and donor partners and discussed the shortcomings in the transition law. It also looked at some lapses in the Presidential Transition Act, Act 845, promulgated in 2012, and proposed amendment to the law in order to strengthen and deepen the country's democratic credentials. Mr. Safumafo said the Presidential Transition Law required the outgoing government to submit the handing over notes of the various ministries to the Administrator General's Office of the Presidential Estates Unit 30 days before the conduct of the general election. He said, even though he held meetings with the chairperson of the outgoing government's team, Mr. Julius Debra, for mutual understanding and transparency, the appointments and contracts signed were against the spirit and letter of the law. For fairness sake, he said, the appointment of the Auditor General was in bad taste because by law, the Auditor General was supposed to audit the previous government and queried why he was appointed at the last minute. Mr. Safumafo reiterated the need to review the Presidential Transition Law, saying the law needed serious amendments in view of the lapses identified after its implementation in the 2017 transition. He says certain provisions in the law needed clarity in view of inherent ambiguity and challenges posed during the transition period. Commenting on the transition process, he said, after the inauguration of the transition team, the reports by the various ministries were not ready. However, 8 of the reports were presented 3 days after the inauguration of the transition team out of the 25 reports expected from the outgoing government. He expressed concern about non-availability of asset registers for the ministries, adding that the register was supposed to detail out all the properties of the ministries for easy tracking and evaluation. A senior research fellow of the IEA, Michael Ofori-Mensah, said after 24 years of constitutional rule, Ghana is viewed as a model of democracy in Africa due to successive and peaceful elections. However, he said the process of regime change had revealed institutional failures that undermined the country's democracy. Mr. Mensah said the acrimony that characterized the transition process polarized the political atmosphere and therefore advocated a review of the law to ensure smoother transfer of political power in the future. He suggested that the Administrator General's office should report to Parliament every 6 months or annually so that the legislative body will have oversight responsibility over the executive arm of government on the country's assets. The chair of the Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee of Parliament, Mr. Ben Abdallah Banda, said the country must learn lessons from the 2013 and 2017 presidential transitions in order to improve upon the process. He noted that the various political transitions had been characterized by hostilities, acrimony, accusations and counter-accusations by officials of the outgoing government and the incoming government, coupled with institutional failures. He commended the IEA for its contribution towards the country's governance process.